The following program, Cabaret Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of awesomeness, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
This here is a story about two drifters, two men named Teddy and Tender Beef. These two men drifted into each other's arms one day, and they decided to ride the trail together. They'd search high and low for what every man wants, a prostitute.
Mr. Kellogg.
What? That's not in the script?
No, it's not in the script.
Well, I told you last year my stories are more entertaining.
Please just stick to our script.
Well, all right. All right, I guess I'll read yours since I'm under contract. Anyway,
thank you.
These two men, they would search for gold. That's pretty boring, though, gold.
Just
gold
read
of prostitutes.
It, Mr. Kellogg.
All right, all right. These two men would get back on their horses day after day in the hot, sweaty sun, and they'd be moist, and their skin would glisten with manliness.
That's not in the script.
And they would look for gold. And then at night, when they weren't looking for gold, they would pitch each other's tents.
Mr. Kellogg.
What? They would pitch tents and sleep and drink rum and be together.
What are you reading?
Sometimes in each other's tents when they were drunk.
That's not...
Because they got confused.
Are you even listening to us anymore?
They'd wake up in the morning and they would be awkward.
Please just focus.
This here's a story about Teddy and Tender Beef. Two drifters. And their search for gold. Whoa!
Wow, it is a scorcher out today!
Hot damn, Tender Beef! I can see the sweat dripping right into your ass!
I sure could use myself a cold drink right about now!
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The canteen is empty! We gotta find us some water!
Maybe later we can go in our tent and drink some rum.
Hey, is that a creek I see over there?
Hot damn, I believe you're right, Tender Beef. How about me and you go over there?
Well, yeah, I'd love to. I mean...
You can take off your clothes and
get wet. I guess I could use a swim, Teddy.
Yeah, a swim. That's what I meant. Come on, Tender Beef. Get in the water.
Whoa, it is cold.
Hey, it doesn't look like somebody's cold.
Well, hey, quit splashing me, Teddy.
Splash. Splash. I just love saying splash when I'm splashing people.
I'm all wet.
Oh, my. Yes, you are.
Hey. Who's that guy up there?
I don't know. What the hell's he doing?
Hey! He's grabbed our ship!
Hey, buddy! He's grabbing our horse of Tender Beef! Get out the water and go get him!
But I got no clothes on!
Get the hell out of the water, you pansy ass!
Hey, Teddy! I think you went up there into that cave.
I think you're right, Tender Beef.
Let's hurry up. We'll probably get our stuff back.
Yeah, I feel kind of awkward out here being naked.
Yeah.
Although, I kind of like you being naked, though.
Quick, to the cave! Oh, man. It sure is dark in here, Teddy. I can't see nothing.
God damn it. Tender Beef, keep quiet. We don't know who's up in here.
What the hell is touching me?
I said be quiet, Tender Beef.
Okay. It's just really awkward.
It's nothing. Believe me. Just go with it.
All right. Hey.
It'll feel good after a bit.
I think I see something over in the corner.
Hell, those are our guns.
Where the hell are our clothes?
I don't know, but grab our guns, quick.
All right. Hey, someone is coming.
All right. Ready? Let's get the drop on this sucker. One, two, three, get him!
Freeze! Freeze! Don't you move there and give me my clothes back!
You're a dead man!
Don't shoot me!
You give me one goddamn reason why I shouldn't plug you full of 3 to 6 holes there, mister.
I have something you want!
What?
Gold!
Sam, you better not be lying to me.
Do I look like I'd lie to you?
Yes.
Oh.
Because you're a crazy old man that lives in a cave.
Right. Does that make sense?
So where's this gold, mister?
I'm not going to tell you where the gold is yet.
Well, I'm going to shoot you then.
No, wait, wait. Wait. You can get it a different way.
How?
Well, it's really quite simple, really. All I ask for is 5 minutes alone with that stallion over there.
Oh, goddamn, you sick son of a bitch. You ain't messing with our horses.
Horses? Who said anything about horses? I want tender beef.
What? My little buddy.
Yeah, little buddy. I'll take his little buddy.
Well, how much gold are we talking about?
As much as your horses can carry.
Hot damn, tender beef. You hear that?
Yeah.
We'll be rich.
I don't know if I like this, though.
Tender beef, all our dreams have come true. We can own that Ponderosa and live together. And oh my God, it's gold, tender beef, gold.
Are you sure we can't talk about this a little bit more?
Tender beef, what happened?
I don't want to talk about it. Can we just go now?
Yeah, I loaded the horses with as much gold as we could. This old crazy man that lives in a cage sure was telling the truth.
Yep, sure was. Thanks for everything, Tender.
Hot damn, Tender Beef. Ooh, yeah, we're rich.
I guess so, Teddy.
We gotta get us some supplies from this store.
Yeah, can we get a drink? I got old man taste in my mouth.
Tender Beef. My man, we can get whatever you want. Anything. We're rich, buddy.
I'll take a couple of those over there and a couple of those there, please. One or two of those.
I'm going to give me some of that and definitely some of those. Hot damn, we're rich. Woo-wee!
Yeah. How'd you boys like to pay for all this?
Hell, mister.
Gold.
We're paying with gold.
Lots of it. You call this gold?
Hell yeah, we got plenty of it. We're rich suckers.
Two horses.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, boys, but
what?
You done get buffumbled by some boofangled man or something.
I know I was
what
there.
What the hell are you talking about, buddy?
Somebody done swiped you for all you got worth of your soul and tales, Earth.
What the hell language are you speaking? Speak English. Tell us what's going on.
This is fool's gold, fools.
Fool's gold?
No!
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, Cabba Radio pulls out its belt buckles, boots, and bridles and cowboys it up with the second annual Cabba Rodeo! Beef tender groin say yee-haw! And welcome live in studio Vancouver's own Billy the Kid! As always, upcoming events plus some free prize giveaways! I'm Eric Carberry, and now here's Teddy
Did they paint it in here? It looks different than the last time I was here.
They sure did, buddy. Well, we gotta say hi to the people.
Hi to the people.
How you doing, everybody?
Are those people here to see me?
Well, that you and the pretty lady that's coming in a little bit, Billy the Kid. And sometimes they come to see me.
Well, I would come to see you too, you know, with no pants on and all that. And it's just, woo, it's just, yee-haw!
I bet you haven't seen me with no pants or just cowboy boots on before.
No, I haven't, and I have to say, it is scary.
All right, everybody, have a seat. Have a seat. All right.
Woo!
All right!
I am gosh darn excited about tonight's show. Woo! It is the second annual Cabba Rodeo right here on Cabba Radio.
Cabba Rodeo Radio. I can't believe that I get to be on the radio again.
I was just about to introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen at home, I would like to welcome back to the show a very special good friend of mine. Might remember him if you were listening to last year's Cabba Rodeo. He's the one, the only, the sex machine. Beef tender groin.
Hey, thank you.
How are you, Beef?
I'm doing pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good?
I'm doing, I'm pretty good.
I can't believe you're not at the Stampede this week, because up there in Calgary, I mean, I would be there if I wasn't hosting my show, but I'm so happy you could join us.
Well, yeah, I wanted to go to the Stampede, but a funny thing is that I'm not allowed to go to the Stampede anymore.
Is it that thing with the horses?
It's kind of that thing with the horses and the mules, but we don't want to get too into it, so I just stay away from it.
I know from talking to you off the show that's a very touchy subject, and there's lots of
touchy.
legal matters.
That's
there.
That's the problem. It was too touchy.
Now, Beef, I just want to say right off the top of the bat that my daddy listened to the show last year.
Daddy Kellogg.
And Daddy Smooth.
Daddy Smooth.
And he just wasn't too happy with that song you sang last year.
What song's that?
You sang that that country beautiful song.
I've sung a lot of beautiful country songs.
You sung that beautiful country song the night I was fucking Jesus, I believe the name of it was.
Oh, right. No, that was the night I fucked Jesus.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
What it's called. Now, you say he would...
My pappy is a bit of a religious man, and he felt that perhaps you weren't talking too kindly about a Jesus.
Well, here's the funny story: is if you listen to the song, now I thought the guy's name was Jesus at the start, and I'm myself have dabbled in religious things. I won't get into it too much, but they were things, and they were somewhat religious, and it's just, I thought his name was Jesus, and somebody told me, and I had sex with him.
But by the end of the song, you realize...
Don't let me finish.
I'm sorry. I'm just so darn excited you're here.
I'm nervous. I speak into this. There's a black thing in front of my face.
It's called the microphone.
So just let me get this out. It turns out his name was Jesus.
Jesus.
And so I ended up having sex with a man, Jesus, who was a very nice man, by the way. You actually had a moment, too, I
did have an intimate moment with Jesus.
Didn't you believe his name was Jesus?
Well, the thing is, he told me his name was Jesus, but then I found out it was actually Jesus. He was using us with the name of Jesus, so it wasn't exactly our fault. We're just trusting, honest cowboys.
Cowboys from different sides of the...
And when a man tells us his name is Jesus, I believe it. And you put it in a song, I sang about it.
Hey, you know?
It's the way it goes.
Mr. Smooth, I'd personally like to say I'm sorry.
Pappy
Smooth, that you took that the wrong way. I send out my apologies, and I hope that maybe you can listen to the song again and really appreciate it for the man Jesus was. Other than that, I mean, maybe I'll try to make it up to you a bit later in the show.
That's very darn special of you, Beef Tender Groin. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Cabba Rodeo, second annual Cabba Rodeo here on CITR 101.9 FM. We got some prizes to give away to the Rio Theater a little bit later in the show. And we also have our special guest, Billy the Kid.
I'm
not the gunslinger.
What?
No, I know you. I knew you were going to think that. But it's not the gunslinger.
Okay.
It's a beautiful songstress from right here in Vancouver.
Wait, you didn't tell me there was going to be a girl on the show.
There's going to be a pretty lady.
Oh, girl.
I know you get nervous, but I didn't want to tell you beforehand because I know how you get clammy.
Oh, God. Stop.
I just wanted to make sure.
I'm getting clammy.
Oh, beef. Just relax. She's a very nice girl. She'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Someone wet in the pants.
All right, well, we're going to give Beef Tendergroin a minute or two to collect himself. We're going to get in some country music.
You have a mop.
Now, this first song, it's actually where I learned a two-step back in junior high school.
I did the four-step.
Yep, I did that in dancing class and gym class. Here it is. It's You and Me Go Fishing in the Dark.
The moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing in lightning, bugs are floating on the breeze, baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows, baby, get ready. Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night. Baby, get ready. Ooh, you and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Winnipeg's Les Jupes are bringing their triumphant poetic songs about long-dead Russian prime ministers, ghosts, spiritual rebellion, and barely keeping it all together to the Biltmore Cabaret, Wednesday, July 13th.
Come down from your mountain. Where are your children flocking to?
Opening up the show will be East Van Minimalist's Drawn Ship and the lovely local harmonies of the Abramson Singers. Advance tickets are only $8 and can be snagged from the Biltmore. It's going to be a night of beautiful and eclectic music you won't want to miss when Les Jupes hits the Biltmore Cabaret, Wednesday, July 13th. Proudly presented by CITR 101.9 FM.
wake up feeling like shit. From the night before, I really overdid it. And I go to work filled with regret. But by the end of my shift, I'm drinking. Emotional wreck every day it seems. I should only be drinking Pepsi. Put a little rum in the pocket of my jeans. I'm still young and I'm fun. Yeah, look at me, said I'm of flirting with another woman. I got drunk and picked a fight. Then he goes home with her instead of his wife. Said I'm tired of drinking this bottle.
You're listening to Cabal Radio's Cabal Rodeo.
Yeah!
Rock and roll band, struck gold in Hollywood. All the time I knew I was.
yeehaw! That's my good buddy Neil Young.
Yeah.
With his song "Get Back to the Country."
Didn't I?
You did, Beef.
There you go.
Because you're a superstar.
I'm sorry, I was distracted
by
my hair.
That's why I have you here instead of E-Rock.
Yeah, that E-Rock guy, he's all right at times.
But he ain't no Cabarodio.
He ain't no Beef Tender Groin.
No, he's not. CITR 101.9 FM. Before that, we had last year's guest. You remember her? Beautiful Shiloh Lindsay.
Shiloh Lindsay.
With her song Tired of Drinking after her album Western Violence and Brief Sensuality.
We actually ran into Shiloh Lindsay on our way out here earlier.
We sure did.
It was a pleasure to see her again.
She is a beautiful songstress, that
yes,
one.
Yes, she is.
We had, of course, we started that set off with You and Me Go Fishing in the Dark. Now, it was true. When I was in junior high school, that's when I first learned how to dance country.
You got up and you were dancing there for a moment, and I was taken back by the beauty in the magic that was happening across from the table.
That's why I don't dance too often, because magic, it sometimes puts people in a weird place. They don't know what to do with my magic.
I got you.
So
I didn't know what to do.
Sometimes when I move the cowboy boots,
I get it.
I have to do it in short
and
periods of time.
Especially when you have the no pants on, too. It really...
It just sways back and forth.
Accentuates everything about the dance, really.
It's very magical.
It is. Our guests, I mean... I don't know what she's expecting. I'm speechless.
Hell yeah, buddy, you're speechless.
Yeah!
I'd like to welcome our very special guest here tonight on the second annual Cab Rodeo. Her name is Billy the Kid.
Well, hi there.
Welcome to the show, Billy.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, hey. Beef was a bit disappointed. I did not tell him that you were not the famous gunslinger who died back in...
I'm sorry to let you down, darling. Let's never fight again.
Teddy, why'd you put me on the spot?
I'm just wanting to explain to the lady.
We're all friends here.
It wasn't a letdown. In fact, it is a mighty upbringing.
Oh, you say that to all the girls?
It is a mighty upbringing.
Mighty, mighty upbringing.
That is a special, special word, Beef.
Thank you.
Now, Billy, were you a fan of Billy the Kid?
How could you not be a fan of Billy?
And do you believe that Pat Garrett killed him? Or do you believe that maybe he escaped to Mexico and just sort of disappeared and agreed to be dead?
I believe his legend lives on.
He's a legend.
I don't rightly know exactly what happened, but I know he's in my heart forever.
Now, in case some of you at home don't know who Billy the Kid is, well, he was an outlaw who just could not be stopped until his friend, apparently Pat Garrett, gunned him down.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a... They made a movie kind of about him. Emilio Estevez, pretty sweet.
That guy's sweet.
Young Guns.
Now, how
are you really going to kill Billy the Kid? Does a horse piss where she pleases?
Hell,
I believe
yeah.
They do, don't they?
I like that.
How did you come up with the name Billy the Kid then? What
I was
drew
just always
you to
real
that?
Young. People just was calling me Kid all the time. Hey, mm-hmm. Kid, get me a beer. Hey, Kid, go do my laundry. And then it stuck.
Kind of seemed fitting.
That's just a goddamn good story right there. I just love that story because it's real.
You know what, Teddy Smooth? It loves it right back.
Yeah. Beef.
Yes, Teddy?
It's so good to have you here. Billy, it is so good to have you here on Cab Rodeo as well. I'm just so goddamn happy to do this show again.
I know. I'm a little upset that I did not come prepared with a song now that there's a girl here with a guitar.
I know how you like to serenade your ladies.
I do. So I'm going throughout this show, there's a good chance that I might be practicing and trying to come up with something.
Perhaps by the end of the show you might have a love serenade for Billy the Kid here?
Well, I for sure damn hope so.
Okay. We'll look forward to that.
But meanwhile... I mean, why couldn't we maybe hear something from her?
I am looking forward to that. Billy, how about we hear something from you?
Oh, I'd love to play a song for you.
All right.
I got a real special song for you boys.
All right, we're going to get E-Rock to bring his... E-Rock's not here.
Look,
Beef Tender Groin, I'm sorry. I'm so used to saying E-Rock all the time.
I am going to slap you.
It's just, you know... We've done how many shows, and it's always E-Rock, and Beef, you're here, or this is the second time.
That's all right.
I'm confused. I'm sorry, buddy.
But if there's a pretty girl here, you're getting a little tongue-tied. I get it.
Beaver, you mind putting your microphone down there?
I will put it down.
So the lady can get a little bit extra sound. We're just going to play live. We're also going to be playing off her newest album called Oars. Not oars like a boat, but ours.
Not oars like in the accent that you have, oars.
No, not like that, Beef.
Not like the oars you like, Teddy. But in fact, it's oars.
Come on, now, boys. I'm not going to be able to sing here.
Pardon me, my little lady.
You're making me laugh.
Pardon me.
All right, I got a real special song for you boys tonight. Although this is a song about a man named Billy, I assure you, it has nothing to do with me. Well, me and Billy Bob went out to the back. The joint was big and the roach was fat. Well, me and Billy, we got fucked out of our fucking trees. Well, Billy passed out and I got bored. I said, hey, Billy Bob, what you doing on the floor? Jesus Christ, boy, it was only weed. So I went out back and I got some crack, but the crack was bad, so I shot some smack. Fuck me, I OD'd. I woke up in the morning missing half my brain, and the snails and the slugs were driving me insane, so I jumped Billy for his bag of weed. Hey, Billy, wake up. More fucked up. Hey, Billy, wake up. You're missing out on all the good drugs. Well, Billy heard my song and he got off his ass, and I took him out back and we smoked some more grass. Little did he know, it was laced with coke. Speed and acid, PCP, got him more fucked up than he ever should have been, and now Billy's gone and croaked. Moment of silence for Billy.
Oh.
Hey, Billy, wake up. You could be so much more fucked up. Hey, Billy, wake up. You're missing out on all the good drugs.
Yew!
Yeehaw! Yeah!
Oh, oh, oh!
That there is Billy the Kid.
Woo!
That was hot.
You can check her out at BillyTheKidOnline.com.
I'm sorry. I'm warm. I don't know if it's because we're in a close...
A small, warm
proximity
box.
Or what, but I'm warm after that.
It is. I'm warm and I'm moist.
Well. La, 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 la.
Pardon me, little lady.
I'm sorry. There's a lady in here, and I'm talking about being moist. I just was so taken aback by that song about Billy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact...
It was about a man, though.
Yes, it was.
A man named Billy. A
man named Billy. Not
this
Billy
is a strange
kid.
Coincidence.
Hmm. That's something I'm going to have to ponder.
Great song, though.
Let's ponder that for a minute. Let's listen to some more music right here on CITR 101.9 FM Cabaret Rodeo. These boys, well, they're our friends as well. I went out to Calgary, Alberta one time to see them. They are the Gastown Royals, and this is their song, Stuck in the Rain. More with Billy the Kid and prizes and upcoming events after this. But now it's the Gastown Royals.
Your love's got me out wandering. I've been talking to strangers just to find home again. Stuck in the rain. I've been out counting street lights again. I've been wondering about where you are and how you have been. Dumbstruck and confused while the phone's still ringing. 'Cause right now I'm just stuck in.
Blue sky. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. I drove my Cadillac to Vegas to satisfy my lust. Wheeled and dealed and left old Vegas on a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was there, but remember, only forest fires prevent bears. Deep, deep, bop, 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 bop. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. The poverty war will be over when I begin to fight. If it took a dime to go around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. I don't mind to take the girls out if they don't mind to go Dutch. Makes me feel like $1 million, and I bet I ain't worth half that much. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Changed the locks and he canceled the card, and I pray to God he don't know where you are. And then you start up, you don't mean to do it. I'll believe it when you can prove it. And son, you shouldn't have to live like this. Always putting his life first, sticking it out for the kids. And son, you can make it on your own. This is where you live, but it's not your own. Cop on the line is ready to dispatch, but he's on his knees and he wants you back. And a new day begins, but it ain't nothing new. You got the whole world telling you what you should do, and it never stops and tears you apart. You close your eyes and you cross your arms. Son, you shouldn't have to live like this. Always putting his life first and sticking it out for a kiss. Make it on your own. This is where you live, but it's not your home. First step is gonna be the hardest, and the backlash is gonna feel the farthest. And it's gonna be nights when you feel so alone. Right now you don't know where you're going, but you better get moving or you'll end up knowing. And
God forbid you ever try to make it on your own. God forbid you ever try to make it on your own. Allison, you shouldn't have to live like this. Always putting his life first and sticking it out for the kids. Allison, you can make it on your own. Cause this is where you live, but it's not your home. You can make it on your own. Allison, you can make it on your own.
That there's Billy the Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Her album, Ours.
And don't be confused. It's not the Billy the Kid that shot people.
No, it is not.
No.
That is her song, Allison. Billy, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for coming on the second annual Cabaret Rodeo right here on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. It's very nice to have you here. Now, Billy, you were telling me before the show that you've traveled many, many places, done lots of shows. What's one of your favorite places you played?
One of my favorite places I've played is in the Swiss Alps.
Swiss Alps. I was not expecting that answer. And what made the Swiss Alps so some goddamn entertaining?
Those Switzerland people, they sure know how to throw a party and treat a lady. That's
now,
about it.
We've had a few people on. We've asked them that question, and they generally, most of them say
Calgary.
European audiences.
European audience.
Or they say whatever city they're in.
Well, they
this
would say,
is true.
They would say Vancouver every time. That just
Vancouver.
Would not be true.
They'd say Cabaret Radio if they wanted to.
Now, what makes them audiences so good over there?
I think they're wasted all the time.
They're just drunk.
You know, they can just buy alcohol
like.
At the corner store, and they just walk around with it.
Does that make me a good
You're basically European.
All right. I'm European. I like that. I've never been European. I don't mind being European.
Now, in case you don't notice that voice, know who that voice is, that is Beef Tender Groin.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
He is here in replace of E-Rock tonight.
Yes.
E-Rock's just not much of a country fan. And well, Beef, he's the ultimate country fan, so we brought him back. He was on the show last year.
Mm-hmm. That was a good time last year. It's even, shaping up to be a better time this year.
Now,
pardon me.
Now, Beef, that's just not something we do here on the radio.
Did that go across on the radio?
Beef, how many times did I tell you that microphone? It just broadcasts to the people at home. Unless you give me some warning, I can't do nothing.
Do you
about
think
that.
They could have smelt that one though?
No, Beef. That they don't have smell-o-vision or smell a microphone anymore.
Okay,
that was just in your dreams. You told
All
me
right,
that dream.
No.
Remember, that was dream time.
Sometimes dreams and reality they just mix right in there. You know.
I don't know.
All right. Well, can we move on, please?
We can. I was trying to talk to Billy here, but you keep interrupting, Beef.
Well, it's, I only get on the radio once every 2 years.
I understand.
Once every year. I mean, I got to try to get my talk. Hey, shout out to my mama, my papa, if you're listening there.
God damn it.
Where
Beef.
Are they?
This might be your last time. If you keep this up, I'm going to tell your pappy.
I keep looking around as though there's
family. I'm going to tell your pappy on you.
Don't. You better watch it. Pappy don't like tattles.
Well, he doesn't like people that run their mouth either, does he?
Well, no, he don't.
Billy?
No.
Tell us about your new album. It's called Ours. I might have said in my accent, Ours, but that's Ours, but it's just in my accent.
Or Ours.
That too.
As the Canadians say it, Ours.
Ours.
Now you've been doing a real special thing here with this new album. You've been giving away your songs for free.
I surely am.
So tell us about that. Why are you giving your songs away for free?
Because I want people to hear them. I want them to go to my website and download those songs and give them a real good listen.
Now,
I'm not too bright. What is the website?
It's on the interwebs with the Googles.
Okay. BillyTheKidOnline.com.
Oh, okay.
BillyTheKidOnline.com is the website. Now, you've been giving away your songs every Tuesday, which is beautiful because that's Cabaret Radio Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your newest song that's just come out? Was it that last one, Allison?
Yeah, that last one, Allison. So if you like that one, you can go and grab it for no charge on the website.
Now, what are you going to do that for the entire album?
The entire album.
So every week they get a new chance to get a brand new song.
Exactly, until the whole album is out, and then hopefully I'll have some more new songs.
Now, do you have a donate button or something on there that say, you know, I didn't want to take this for free, and I felt like I wanted to give you something? Is there any way
you
I can
no
do
choice.
That?
You have no choice. You cannot give me nothing.
All right.
I mean, you have it. It's my
I
gift
do like
to you.
Free. Well, thank
that
you.
Is
you
a
are a
goddamn
lady.
Sweet magician.
It is
magician.
A kind lady.
Musician.
Where do you find these guests? They are just too kind.
Now, can people go back and get the previous songs, or do they have to be on top of this and get their song once a week?
You gotta be on top of things. But the good thing about the people on the interwebs with the Googles is we all share a lot. So if you're like, I missed the last 7 weeks, I'll just email you the song.
All right.
Yeah. I like that.
I like sharing.
I like sharing.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. Now, BillyTheKidOnline.com is where you can go. You can find out about those songs. She's also on the Facebook.
I've heard about that.
You're not on it yet, though.
No. I took a book in the face, though, the other day.
I know. You were with the cops.
Well, no. It was because of the horse problem and the mules.
In the stampede.
The stampede book came flying across, took me right out. I didn't even see it coming.
I thought you were talking about that time you got all caught up with the police and they made a... hit you with the telephone book because they didn't want to bruise you.
That was a whole other story to do with some other animal, but I can't remember.
Now, Billy, we heard one from you earlier live, and I think that it's just about time to hear another live song. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, this is Billy the Kid here on Cabo Rodeo, here on CITR 101.9 FM. What you gonna play for us?
This is a little song called Back in the Sand.
Now, Beef, we got to do the microphone thing.
All right. I get it.
Gotta be on top of that, Beef.
I'm working on it, all right? Once a year.
Now I'm gonna close that door so we get
some
optimal sound here, and then I'm gonna turn my microphone down and give it away to Billy the Kid.
Turn 18, they're gonna kick you out. You'll get a couple months notice in case you wanna leave town. And you'll sign your name on the dotted line and swear you wanna serve your country, but it's a lie. 'Cause you ain't got nowhere to go when you say, well, there ain't no jobs back home. Your baby tries to understand, 'cause she knows you may not come back from the sand. Go off, you don't blink an eye. It's not like you can leave until you bide your time. And with nothing much to lose, you really do stand out. All the city kids start running when you come around, 'cause you ain't got nowhere to go when you say that you gave up long ago. Your baby tries to understand, 'cause she knows you may not come back from the sand. And you wait. tries to understand. Cause she knows you may not come back from the sand. And this isn't quite exactly what you planned. Just another day. Just another day. Just another day until you're back in the sand.
Kid.
Oh, that dude.
We'll be back right after this on Cabaret Rodeo.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Elvira, my heart's on fire for Elvira.
Eyes that look like heaven, lips like cherry.
Papa, papa, mau, mau,
giddy up.
Papa, papa, mau, mau.
High on silver, head way.
Tonight I'm gonna meet her at the Hungry House Cafe. And I'm gonna give her all the love I can. Yes, I am. She's gonna jump and holler, cause I've saved up my last $2. We're gonna search and find that preacher man. And I've been singing
Elvira, Elvira. My heart's on fire for Elvira.
Papa, papa, mau, mau.
Giddy up.
Papa, papa, mau, mau.
High on silver, railway. Elvira, Elvira.
Well, it's that time of year again.
My birthday!
That's right, summer. The sun is out, the clouds are gone, flowers are blooming, and I'm getting a tan.
Me too!
That only means one thing.
What's that?
Less clothing.
On you?
And the beach.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and barbecues.
Hey, wait.
And long walks.
Didn't you say?
And swimming.
One.
And patios.
Thing.
And warmth. And happiness. And ice. And longer days. And bike rides. And frisbee. Oh, and ice cream trucks.
Oh, and...
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
All right, we're going to start off this week with a very special midnight show at our good friend's Rio Theater. There's Harry Potter
Harry Potter. I don't know how to say them British names.
I don't know.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. It's the final premiere. And I only mention it because everyone's going to go see probably Harry Potter, and even though it's a major movie. But you want to see it at our good friends, the Rio Theater, if you're going to go see it. Go see the Rio Theater.
Do they even ride horses?
No, they ride brooms.
That's just weird.
That is just weird. That is this Thursday night at midnight at the Rio Theater. That's on the corner of Broadway and Commercial.
Try that.
Right across the street from Uncle Fatty's at Commercial Drive SkyTrain. Check it out. Rio Theater. Moving over to Friday night. It's the Friday Night Fever with Vinyl Richie, Steamboat Fatty, and Religion. If you haven't checked out a Friday Night Fever Funk Party at Beaumont Studios, it is a damn good time. And all these DJs this Friday, they're going to be all playing vinyl. None of them computer electronic DJs.
Thank God for that. I don't even know about them.
Fandangled.
I think they're part robots themselves.
Fandangled computer DJs.
To be able
DJs.
To use one of them things, I don't know.
It's very hard and weird.
I prefer something that's there with a needle that goes around and around, or just a live guitar.
That's me too, but this is Friday Night Fever, a very fun night with Vinyl Richie, Steamboat Fatty, and Religion. That is at the Beaumont this Friday. Starts at 9:30, goes till late. Oh, yes. If you're looking for something fun to do Saturday, it's a bit different. Down there in Lumberman Arch Kids Water Park at Stanley Park, there's some people that are putting together a water fight.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did. And so far on Facebook, it says that 7,288 people are going to attend.
That's
going
to be one hell of a water fight.
That is one big water fight. So you're supposed to bring your own water gun. Try not to bring the balloons. And if you do, clean it up, because we don't want Stanley Park to be having balloon bits everywhere.
Right.
It's fun to throw a water balloon, but you got to pick up your bits. That's just littering.
Yeah.
We don't approve of that.
Neither do the ducks.
7,288 people, goddammit. That is one big mother water fight.
And some people are just gonna get like I got the book in the head. They're gonna get a water balloon, come flying in, and just take them right out, and they're gonna look over and be like, "You son of a bitch," and they'll be like, "That wasn't me," and yeah, I'm going down.
Check it out. That is the Vancouver water fight this Saturday at Lumberman Arch Kids Water Park in Stanley Park. Moving over to Sunday night, and every Sunday night, it is Kitty Nights. This Sunday, we are celebrating the Bastille Day Party. Vive la France. God damn it. I don't want no French fries. I want freedom fries. That's what I'm talking about. But we're going to celebrate the French Kitty Nights this week with Miss Fit, Miss Villainy Loveless, Rita Starr, Burgundy Bricks, Aphrodisia Jenkins, Lydia DiCarlo, hosted by The Professor, and Feisty French Dance Party by me, DJ Teddy Smooth.
But the French, they did give us Pepe Le Pew.
That is God. They also gave us French kissing.
That's
I like that.
Yeah.
I like using my tongue, I tell you what. That is Kitty Night's Bastille Day Party this Sunday night. Doors at 8 o'clock, show at 9 at the Biltmore Cabaret, 395 Kingsway at 12th Avenue, just underneath the big pink Howard Johnson. Now, just to finish off upcoming events, I got some prizes to give away to the midnight screening of the Rio Theater's Predator and Commando midnight shows. That's with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So if you'd like to win some tickets to this Friday's midnight show at the Rio Theater,
it's not a tumor.
You'll give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You got yourself a pair of tickets. If you're listening to the podcast, you can check out cabaretradio@gmail.com to win those prizes. You just say you want to win the Arnold Schwarzenegger tickets, and they're all yours.
And Lieutenant John Kimball.
If we haven't announced a winner by the end of this show, you message us. cabaretradio@gmail.com. That is upcoming events for this week. Well, you're back here live in studio. We have our very special guest, Billy the Kid, here with us.
She is mighty special.
Hello, Billy.
Howdy.
Are you having a good time here on Cap Rodeo?
You know, I'm just having the best time. I really love you boys.
That's very sweet of you to say.
Making me blush again. Wow.
What is not to love, I tell you.
Now, we got plenty more music to get to tonight, including Beef. Hey, have you got any of your ballad ready or any of your song ready? Can we hear just a taste of it? I know you're still working on it, but
Well, I'll give you just a quick little taste.
Just a little taste for us, buddy.
It's Now, it's not near finished.
No, no, we got plenty of show left. We just want to hear a small taste from it.
This has been about, I'd say, a good only, like, you know, 2.5 to 3 years of work on it so far. So, just, you know, really just hold on. I'll try something here. It's a... from your last song. And like I said, it's a work in progress.
Yeah,
so it's I'll figure by the end of tonight, though, it should be done. The first, you know, 3 years is out of the way. I've got kind of the melody that I want, and then the rest is going to come right in.
Now, you've been writing this song for 3 years, and even though you're just supposed to write about Billy the Kid just tonight?
Well, yeah. It's
are you one of them psychics?
I have dreams.
Beef tender growing?
I have dreams.
Did you dream of Billy the Kid?
I dreamt I met Billy. Now, to be completely honest, it was the other Billy the Kid that I wrote the song for.
Oh, the gunslinger.
The gunslinger. But I figured it would work out tonight with the same name and all.
You just changed the he's to she's? Sounds
so
good.
It's still, you know, just your average love story.
That sounds damn fine there, Beef Tender Groin. I tell you what, I'm going to give you some more music. We're going to work on it. We're also going to come back and talk a little bit more with Billy the Kid. We're going to get to one of her songs a little bit later. But first, we're gonna take it back to Ms. Wanda Jackson.
Wanda.
Talking about her big iron skillet.
Ugh.
Right here on Cabber Rodeo. On Cabber Radio. CITR 101.9 FM. CITR.ca.
I took a skillet in the head one time.
I know. That's another story about animals.
Just hit me right there.
You're out doing wrong again. It's plain for all to see. And you think here at home is where I ought to be. There's gonna be some changes made when you get in tonight. 'Cause I'm gonna teach you wrong from right. With my big iron skillet in my hand, gonna show you how a little woman can whip a great big man. If you live through the fight we're gonna have when you get home, you'll wake up and find yourself alone. You say you're sick and tired of me and that I look a mess. But it's never dawned on you this is my only dress. I have never met a man who's quite the likes of you. I don't know why I ever said I do. With my big iron skillet in my hand, gonna show you how a little woman can whip a great big man. If you live through the fight we're gonna have when you get home, you'll wake up and find yourself alone. With my big iron skillet in my hand, gonna show you how a little woman can whip a great big man. If you live through the fight we're gonna have when you get home, you'll wake up and find yourself alone.
Not a minute too soon, barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hand, up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Painting a house and I'm mending a fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself, and I'm feeding the dog, stacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Busting my wheel, all broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, stacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I've made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
C-I-T-R!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
C-I-T-R!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Those weary
our guest tonight, Billy the Kid, off her album Hours. That is her song Diamonds. Now you can check out that song actually in a little short film I made just a little while ago called The Fall of Batman. If you go on to the website Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, you can search Evil Patrick and look for The Fall of Batman. Hopefully, maybe sometime soon, it might actually go on to someplace like YouTube or something like that. But right now, it's just on the old Vimeo.
Right. I thought I recognized that song.
That's the part where Robin and Batman are having a fight after they've been stripping.
Such a sad, sad scene.
And I just thought that diamond song would go perfectly there, because all the diamonds in the world could not bring Robin back to Batman.
No, they... Well, maybe they could have, because he went to Tony with more money, right? So he wanted more diamonds.
It was true, but Batman, it was falling down a deep, dark road.
Yes, because he was doing... What, you know, like cocaine crack stuff, which some might call diamonds. Like, was, I want to do some diamonds.
Beef tender growing, I see where you're going.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just a...
You're not just a pretty set of hair. You got some brains underneath there, don't you?
I tell you, Mama gave me some of them.
Hey, you're listening to the second annual Cabaret Rodeo right here on Cabaret Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. If you like our show... Cabaret Rodeo. You can go on to CITR.ca and find our podcast under the letter C.
E-Rock wanted me to tell you that if you did not like our show, he would hunt you down.
He will hunt
you down. And make sure you started to like it.
Go on to there, look under C. All our episodes are there, including this one, which is 112. Holy cow, that's a big number.
Wow.
You can check out all our episodes, including...
That's about 110 more than I can count to.
Our Canada Day show. What did we do last week? Can you remember?
I wasn't here last week.
Oh, right.
I was...
Did E-Rock tell you what was on last week?
Well, he didn't. I haven't talked to E-Rock in a couple of days.
Okay. Well, go check it out. It's 111.
I'll give him a text.
Oh, I know. It was the acting show.
How could you forget that?
I was acting there. I didn't forget it. Aren't I a good actor?
Not bad. You had me fooled.
I had you fooled. I sure had Billy the Kid fooled, I think.
You didn't know.
No, that was acting, brother.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You learned something from the last show.
I did. Mackenzie Gray was a good teacher.
Well, what about Allison Araya? She was the coach.
She was the coach. She was quite lovely and good.
And Bob Woosley.
You can also check out our podcast in the iTunes store. Just search CITR-Cabaret Radio. Yes, we are here with Billy the Kid. Now, Billy, you can check out Billy the Kid, BillyTheKidOnline.com. She's giving away her songs. She gave away that one. She's got her new one, Allison, that we played a little bit earlier. She's giving that away free. Can't even pay for it.
She don't want your money.
She don't want it.
I don't want your money.
She just wants you to hear her poetry.
She doesn't even want my gummy worms. I brought some gummy worms in. She hasn't had one, and now the bag's almost empty.
I think you've been eating most of those.
That's what I tried to give her for payment.
Now, Billy, if people want to find out about you, is the best place, BillyTheKidOnline.com? Is that where they find out where to go, where you're playing next, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm an online entity. I'm just a series of zeros and ones.
Now, I was reading in your biography that... you've done many types of music, and you've had a great journey with the musical stuff. Can tell us a little bit about that, because I was reading on there you did some punk stuff for a while, and just a sweet little thing like you getting all up on that punk stage. I was thinking to myself,
a couple tattoos.
I saw those too, and I was wondering. So tell us a bit about the early part of Billy the Kid.
Well, what can I tell you? I grew up in punk rock and roll. It's where I used to go after school, some place to go to that was safe, where there was slam dancing and crowd surfing, and nobody would harm you except for the odd elbow in the head. And that's where I learned my chops on the guitar.
That's where you learned your chops on the guitar, that is.
Now, were you singing with the punk as well?
I was.
So you learned the chops on the guitar and the throat. My apologies if that came across weird, but I don't know how else to put that.
I was the songwriter, yeah. We had ourselves a little three-piece called Billy
funny.
And the Lost Boys.
Teddy brings these people in here, and I get verklempt and all, you know, crazy, and then he goes off.
We're all friends here, darling.
Your voice, I did not, I
as listening to your songs, I did not imagine you singing punk with these songs. So what made you transform into this other?
I always sang all kinds of songs. I like all kinds of music, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'll write all kinds of music if I feel like it.
Excellent. I like that.
So right now you're on, what would you call you as part of this journey in musicalness? What kind of music would you put your music into? Just good old fun?
I guess like real depressing core.
Depressing music.
Like real sad and upsetting constantly.
That's just perfect here for Cap Rodeo.
Sit in the bathtub and who knows what.
I had a friend tell me one time, he's like, you ever sit there and listen to sad music and think about your friends dying?
Oh my God.
I said, no, I did not, I do not, and I will not. Because that is just fucked up.
Now, I guess it depends on the song.
The funny thing is, it has something to do with rodeo-ness. It was music from the Band of Horses.
Yes.
He said he listened to Band of Horses and sometimes thinks about his friends dying.
You might want to give your friend a hotline number to call and talk to somebody.
Or just a hug.
He's not thinking about killing himself. He's just wondering what it'd be like if his friends died.
Aww,
all think about that once in a while, I think. Maybe. Maybe
now
not.
You got me thinking about it.
Oh, Lord.
I think I'm about to shed a tear.
Now, Beef Tendergroin has a song to play. We're not quite ready to get there. We're going to get to one more of Billy the Kid's song. So I'm going to surprise you with this because I didn't tell you about that. But we're going to maybe play one more off your album before we get out of here. Which one would you like us to play?
From the new album?
Sure, that's what
I
got.
How about Us Broken Hearts? I made a video for this one a while back on my iPhone, and it's on that interweb we were talking about earlier.
Is that one where you just following yourself around with the iPhone?
Yeah, I went all these different places, and I made a little video on my computer, and it's all in there if you want to see it.
You can check that out. And all sorts of other stuff, including getting those free songs from Billy the Kid, BillyTheKidOnline.com. You can also find her on the Facebook, Billy the Kid. Do yourself a favor. Go get some of this beautiful music. We're going to play this song. When we come back, I believe Beef Tendergorn's going to have a song for us.
Oh, giddy.
We're going to see if he has a song for us anyways. We're going to get something from him. Something. He better give us a goddamn something. Hey, Beef.
It's all full of gummy worms now, so something's going to happen.
Can you guys just give me a moment? I'm in a process of writing that sometimes what we call this is a good opportunity where I have to grab it and start writing because it doesn't happen often.
All right, well, we're going to get to...
Last time was 3 years ago.
We're going to get to Billy the Kid's song. You keep writing. We'll be back with Beef Tendergroin's song, but for now we're going to listen to Billy the Kid's song, Us Broken Hearts. Check her out once again at BillyTheKidOnline.com.
Parking lot of the high school where I got kicked out. We'd make our money singing on the city streets downtown, playing the songs that no one knew, playing the songs that got us through. When Patti Smith was 21, George told her all about how they would make it in this world all without. And he told me that was so naive, and I thought, hell, what it is, that's what I'd rather be. 'Cause this world's full of us, broken hearts who wind up forgetting just who we are. Hopes for the promise things will change, but it ain't worth nothing, it ain't worth saying. When I was 24, I drove to upstate New York. Calculated holograph, the girl that I'd become up north. I remember thinking, what have I done? Then I remember I forgot where I came from. Next time I saw you, you were making records on the coast. I was a figment of your imagination at the most. You told me I was so
honest, things will change. Will it be worth nothing if it ain't worth saying? This world is full of us, broken hearts who wind up forgetting. This world is full of us, broken hearts who wind up forgetting. This world is full of us, broken hearts who wind up forgetting. This world is full of us, broken hearts who wind up forgetting. This world is full of us, broken hearts who wind up forgetting. This world.
That there's Billy the Kid off Ralph Mowers with Us Broken Hearts. We're back here on Cap Rodeo CITR 101.9 FM. Make sure you come back next Tuesday night for another Cap Rodeo. We got some very, very interesting guests next week. I'm going to tell you all about them right now. His name is Dr. Cornelius Pompadour Weatherstone III. He is a radio ventriloquist. He's going to be bringing his doll, mighty, Sparky.
That'll be mighty fine.
And then we also have Monsieur Lucien Brand Damour, who is a quintessential Quebec charmer, romance specialist, and also is a specialist in blueberries.
Oh, good, because I got some questions about blueberry picking.
And Sarah Bina is going to be here, too, as well. For
lovely Sarah Bina.
Celebrate 1 year anniversary of her Say What.
Say What.
Now, just before we get into your song here, can we get maybe a Cab Radio, yeah! Ha! That's not very good. Ready?
Well, one. I didn't know if you were going to count us in.
All right.
And
all right.
Then go or not.
I know, it was confusing. I'm sorry. One, two, three, yeah! All right. D-Rock's got his song here. Dedication to Billy the Kid. Take it away, E-Rock.
What a great show this has been. Oh, Billy the Kid is in the studio right now.
I like that.
Thank you.
It's a good start.
Not sure where to go quite yet. Just give me a minute.
Well, maybe if you just take a moment and...
I was going to look at her.
Look at the special pretty lady. And
yeah, I just got some...
Get inspired. Some good,
and yeah, it's all up in the head now. It's like... Great songs you did play. Oh, I wish you could listen to them every day. Wait, I can, because I can go on your online thing there on that box that you type stuff into, and then you can listen to whatever you want to.
It's called the podcast, Beef.
Right. That thing.
Yeah, podcast.
I'm getting all verklempt up in this place. Teddy, do you mind throwing in a verse maybe for me just so I can get my... Like I said before, I'm nervous around the ladies.
I can give it the old cowboy try here, Beef. You know, you put me on the spot here. I also get nervous around ladies, but I'll give it a try.
It's a good spot to be on.
All right. Here we go. Bill the Kid came on the radio.
Yes, you did.
And I said, hee-haw!
Yee-haw!
She came on, sang a few songs, and I just wish she could sing all night long. All night long.
All night long.
Well, she kind of can, because I could put on the podcast when I get home, and then I just listen to her all over again.
But we could actually stay here until, like, 6 in the morning and keep playing.
We could. We could lock the door, and she would never be able to leave.
Play this chord over and over and over for, like, 6 hours.
That'd be fun. I think your fingers might start to bleed, though.
But it's good, because I've been practicing it for 3 years, so I don't think they'll hurt.
That's true. I believe you.
Oh, Billy the Kid, Billy the Kid, you make us so happy. That was a different voice. I tried to sing differently there.
You kind of sounded like E-Rock a little bit there.
That guy. You know, I take a lot from that guy. He's a great, great guy. Shout out to E-Rock. Yo, yo, yo. That's what that boy says. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Yes, it does. Billy the Kid, she's on her show. She's on Cabaret Rodeo. We sing some songs, we have a good time. All the time, it's fine. This is a song for Billy the Kid.
I've messed up at the end there.
I don't know what's going
on. Well, it was the start of the end of the song.
That's pretty good for 4 years of practicing.
Not bad. I'll still, you know, I'll give you this. There's one or two notes in there that I got to fix. But other than that, the lyrical content is, you know, par up there with Bob Dylan and all those, you know, those songstresses and such.
You're goddamn right there, Beef Tender Groin.
Thank you.
Billy, what'd you think of Tender Groin's song?
I love your song so much.
Oh, gosh darn it. You hear what she said?
I sure did.
I really love that song. You know, the way you were looking at me and singing at me.
Well, now, when I was looking at you, I was thinking of the other Billy the Kid because it was written for him. But I felt the connection we had, too, in the sense that, you know, you were on the show and not him.
Now, Beef, what did I tell you about complimenting a lady? You don't tell a lady something about somebody else when you're complimenting her. That's just not...
No, it's good. Real. He gets it. I thought I was maybe making it up, but I felt something.
Ladies like an honest man.
Yes, Wheeze does.
Hey there, Teddy.
I wouldn't know. I'm not an honest man. Yeah.
Well, you said it. We were all thinking it.
I'd like to thank everyone at home for listening tonight. This has been our second annual Cabarodeo.
Yeah! By the end of the show, we are going to get it.
I would like to thank our very special musical guest, Billy the Kid.
Thank you, darling. Thanks for having me.
You can check her out online at BillyTheKidOnline.com. BillyTheKidOnline.com. I'd also like to thank Mr. Beef Tendergroin.
Well, thank you for having me out on this mighty show of yours.
I hope I get you back here. Well, it's not a whole year from now, I hope.
Well, I tell you, I pretty much just sleep outside of this building near the pool area. It's under a bush, but you can find me there pretty much any time. So, you know, don't let it be a year. Let it be, you know.
I'll have to talk to Mr. E-Rock. He's back next week with all our special guests here on Caber Radio. CITR 101.9 FM. Check out our podcast at CITR.ca or in the iTunes store. Just search CITR-Caber Radio.
Woo!
My name is Teddy.
Hey, Teddy.
That's Beef.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
That's Billy. This has been Caber Rodeo. We're going to leave you with a good friend of mine. In fact, Beef Tendergroin introduced me to this man himself. His name is Garth Brooks, and, well, this fella's got friends in low places, just like me and Beef.
Me and Chris go way back.
Chris. Chris, you mean his alternate name?
Yeah.
Okay.
I met him as Chris and didn't know who he was, and then... You know, it was kind of similar to the Jesus story.
Right.
But now everything's great.
Right. Well, good night, Caber Rodeo.
It is who you said he is, Chris, to me.
Good night.
Night, night.
Say night, Beef.
Good night, Beef.
No, don't say it that way.
Oh, sorry.
Just say good night to the people.
Good night, Beef.
Say good night to the people at home.
Good night to the people at home.
Oh, my God.
And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you and said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends. Been there before. Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower.
Summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. 'Cause you got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the
the deal is done. You got to know when to hold 'em, when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.